Last week, I had the honor of being sworn in for a second term as President of the United States.
And this week, President Obama made an energetic call for immigration reform in Las Vegas.
I'm here because most Americans agree that it's time to fix a system that's been broken for way too long. I'm here because business leaders, faith leaders, labor leaders, law enforcement, and leaders from both parties are coming together to say now is the time to find a better way to welcome the striving, hopeful immigrants who still see America as the land of opportunity.
For months, we've been charting the progress of immigration reform with Maria Hinojosa, host of the WGBH program Latino USA. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, the president sounded almost fearless this week, as if he knows that public opinion has moved greatly to his side.
Bob, if you think about where we were as a country a year ago, where Republicans were talking about self-deportation and essentially competing to see who could be more exclusionary and isolationist, then yes, what happened this week is huge. And even for the president, who has spoken a lot about this issue, but in the end has delivered very little except for massive deportations, and this has also been a very big step. Of course, all of this came as a response to the electoral power of the Latino voter. This week, we saw statements from both Republicans and Democrats in terms of senators, and then the president presented his own reform plan. The big difference between the two plans is that the Republican plan makes any path to citizenship contingent, and they use that word, on border security and enforcement. Whereas the president is a little bit clearer on wanting a more direct path, but all of these are still pretty big statements used as a starting point. What's missing is the details. But, Bob, what I am hearing from undocumented immigrants on the street is how much more enforcement do they need to see? Over a million undocumented immigrants have been deported up to this point by this president, and this is an incredible but true fact, Bob. We spend more on immigration enforcement than all other law enforcement agencies combined. That's taxpayer money. So the question is, how much more enforcement do Republicans have to see before they can move further?
You know, this week you may have heard a segment on our program Marketplace. It turns out that immigration reform could actually help wages for all American workers. There's been concern that the wages would be driven down. But let's listen to Pia Arrhenius, who has studied the effects of immigration on wages as a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
Once you wait long enough, the economy has already adjusted. For example, if you bring in more technically trained immigrants, well, then the more generally trained native-born worker might move into a management or supervisory position.
So her contention basically, Maria, is that generally trained native-born workers, as she said, could actually move up as a result of these new immigrants.
You know, this is what's fascinating about these conversations, Bob, and why it's great for all of us to be just talking about numbers and facts in relation to these very heated issues. Here's an interesting study that kind of works off of those numbers. In 2006, the controller of Texas, so this is a government institution, found that undocumented immigrants contributed $17 billion to the Texas economy and cost about $1.5 billion. So $17 billion in contributions, $1.5 billion in spending. And a recent report from UCLA estimates that boosting legal migration, legalizing existing workers, could actually add $1.5 trillion to the U.S. economy over the next 10 years. Think of it this way, Bob. If you're married to an undocumented immigrant, you're probably holding off on buying that house because you're worried that, you know, your partner could get deported. Or you're maybe not going to buy that car because you don't have a driver's license to buy the car. If these people are brought above the fold and have a way to be here legally, then, you know, that's what it looks like. Buying cars, buying houses, we know what that does to the economy.
Now, Maria, as host of Latino USA, you've interviewed people on both sides of the immigration debate. Tell us about one of them.
I spoke with Cindy, who only gave me her first name. She's a young, undocumented immigrant woman from Chicago. She came here with her parents. over 20 years ago, brought here, so she's a dreamer. She qualifies for this deferred action. But when she sat down, she just graduated from the University of Chicago, a smart young woman. But when she sat down and started looking at the numbers, she believes she and her family may not be able to apply or get citizenship for another 25 years.
For me personally, thinking about my parents who have been living here in the United States for 20 years, more than 20 years now, based on the backlogs for visas, it's estimated that it could take them almost 25 years before they could even apply for citizenship. And so doing the math, it would take them almost 45 years before they can even feel like they belong to the country that they've been in for more than two decades.
Okay, so Maria, where does immigration reform go next, do you think?
Well, here's one issue that I haven't heard being discussed. Right now, Congress has appropriated money for Department of Homeland Security and ICE to deport 400,000 people a year, and that's essentially what's been happening for the last several years. The big question is, are they going to maintain these quotas of 400,000 people being deported at the same time that immigration reform is going forward? I think that's a big question. The other one is, what's going to happen? Of course, not all immigrants are Latinos, but many Latinos are immigrants, and they voted. So the question here is for this electoral bloc, flexing its muscles, will they take these proposals? They're not really resolving the immigration problem. They're a step in a direction. But will they take these, or will they say, you know what, we want broader, we want deeper, we want more discussion about this? And that's what we'll be expecting to see this year.
Well, Maria, always great to check in with you. Thanks again for joining us here on Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Adios.
And you can hear more from Maria Hinojosa on this and other topics on the WGBH program Latino USA, and that's this Sunday at 6 o'clock here on WGBH Radio.